We have found in our laboratory that a certain type of compound of a platinum metal has been very effective in blocking the development of tumors in animals. The kind of tumors that we're talking about are sarcoma tumors, and the Cancer Institute has found that these same compounds are quite effective in blocking the development of leukemia tumors in the mouse as well. Now, these compounds of platinum are a rather startling kind of innovation in that nobody had ever believed before that these kinds of inorganic chemicals could have any control over tumors. And we came across this discovery in our laboratory quite by accident and found that we could block cell division in bacteria through the use of these compounds. We then decided that if we could block it in bacteria, perhaps it could block it in human cells or animal cells as well. And of course, it's very obvious to try to test these things on tumors. This we did, and quite to our surprise, we found that they were very effective in blocking the developments of these tumors. In fact, we have found that we have been able to completely eliminate the growth of tumors of a certain type in our mouse with the use of these compounds without destroying the mouse. Okay. When we had discovered this effect, we immediately contacted the Cancer Institute in Washington, and we were invited to come down and discuss this with them, and suggested to them that they try these compounds on their standard test animals. This they did, and much to their surprise, they found that the compound was quite effective in blocking the leukemia in the mouse, which is the standard test of the Cancer Institute. These compounds were so effective that they have now recommended them for pharmacological testings, that is to see how much damage these chemicals do in animals normally that don't have tumors. If the compound is able to pass these tests, then they will recommend them for clinical testing. This will involve testing on human beings in selected regions of the country, in selected hospitals. We've asked the people in the Cancer Institute whether they have ever tested heavy metal compounds as an anti-tumor agent before, and one of them said that they've tested one, a gallium compound, which was not effective. Now, the Cancer Institute has tested over the years approximately 120,000 different compounds as anti-tumor agents. With our new results on the platinum salts, it is possible that we can add to this testing schedule approximately another 1,000 compounds to be tested with the hopes that a good number of them may produce active agents against tumors. Most people know of platinum as a metal used in jewelry. We do not use it in this form. It has to be chemically transformed into another kind of a compound, and this compound is soluble in water. Therefore, it can be injected into the body, and that's what we do in treating the animals. A particular kind of platinum compound that we found most effective is called the cis-PT2-diamino-dichloride compound. This just simply tells you what the structure of the molecule is with the platinum in the middle of the molecule. And this is necessary for the highest effectiveness as an anti-tumor agent. We have found already a number of platinum compounds that are very effective against tumors of all varieties. But what we think is most important about our work is that we've opened up a whole class of compounds to be tested for activity against tumors. We believe that it would be possible sometime in the future to come across far better compounds than the ones we are working with right now. And much of our research effort is directed towards this goal.